Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Stargraving Madness. I'm Lex.
And I'm Britt.
And today, even though you guys are probably going to hear this back to back, we are doing, Britt is doing an episode. I don't know on what. This is a surprise for me too.
Surprise!
So, yeah, she's going to present a case for me today. Sorry. If the audio sounds a little wonky, we're having to do Skype because Britt is in Colorado and I'm still stuck in hell. So, lucky bitch.
No. I'll be back in hell soon.
Yeah, but you got to break.
I'll be out of hell.
Yeah. Fingers crossed for me getting out of hell soon, but we'll see. I plan on going back to school.
Getting out of hell soon too.
Lessen you, you know. I got to go to school and stuff first. That was a hiccup. Okay, sorry.
So, today I'm going to be talking about a case that is going on, like, literally right now. It's still going on. There's a lot of information that is on this case, so much that I most definitely could not get all of it. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure. So, but I got as much as I possibly could. I got the base points to get the case kind of pushed out there, because this case most definitely needs to be pushed out there more. But as far as I know, it's starting to get more coverage.
Oh, yeah?
So I think things are going to be on a lighter end of the tunnel with this one. Fingers crossed. But today, I want to be talking about Sophie Long, which is, she's like this 9-year-old little girl that is from Frisco, Texas. And she is the daughter of Michael Long and Kelly Long. And Michael is 41 years old and is the founder of Right Rocks, which is like this online retailer that sells like gemstones and crystals and stuff like that. And so he does it with his girlfriend right now. And his ex-wife Kelly and him split in July of 2015. And from what I've read so far, they had like a pretty nasty divorce case and a custody battle. I'm pretty sure the custody battle is still, like, ongoing. That's the biggest issue with this case right now, is, like, who the fuck she's going to and where she's at. Because it's insane. Yeah, it's crazy. So, a judge granted both parents 50-50 of the custody at first. And then later on, for some reason, gave the mom, Kelly, full custody of Sophie. And Sophie has two other brothers, and she took both of them too. So not only did she take them for full custody, but she also moved 200 miles away from Michael so that Michael couldn't see them.
What the fuck?
Right, is that not fucking typical bitch move? Jeez.
Yeah.
That's awful. And it literally doesn't say why she got full custody either.
Well, okay, here's the thing, though. In most cases, in a custody battle, the judge is going to rule in favor of the mom. Especially being a southern state, because in Alabama... The court rules in the favor of the mom, no matter what, unless there is a reason for the child to be taken away from the mom. The mom normally always wins. I think that's how it is in a lot of cases, unfortunately, which isn't always the best move.
Exactly. And so this, like, apparently is still an ongoing battle that's still happening. And so, anyway, she got full custody of all the kids and moved like 200 miles away from Michael. And from what I heard, both parents called like CPS on each other to make complaints against one another pretty often. But like none of the complaints have been substantiated, including like allegations of domestic violence.
Damn.
Which is really weird.
Yeah.
To just be like, oh yeah, we're just gonna brush that off real quick. So anyway, the reason that this case is so big, and this is how I found it, is there was this viral video on Twitter, and I'll play the audio and link it, but this is where like the problem starts, kind of. So Sophie lives with her mom and her grandma. And, like, as of right now, she does not. This is, like, a past tense thing that I did. As of, like, a few days ago, she got in custody of her dad, which is awesome. So, anyway, as of this time, Sophie lived with her mom and grandma. And Sophie stayed with her mom and grandma during this video.
Mm-hmm.
And this video surfaced of Sophie screaming and crying and fighting to not go back to her mom's because her mom's boyfriend / fiance is quote unquote touching her VV. And I'm going to play the clip for you, but like it's going to be pretty, it's hard to listen to. Like, I've had to listen to it a few times, and it's going to make you cry. It breaks your fucking heart. Like, she is pleading with all of her might and telling every bit of her honest truth. And it's like, she's not being credited as somebody that is capable of having that happen to them because they're so little, which doesn't make any damn sense. And it's fucking... sick. So anyway, I'm gonna play that video for you guys real quick.
That was rough. I don't understand how a mother could watch as her child is being abused, because that is one of the few clear things I could hear in that video, because that was the first time I've heard it as well. Like, I know, like, you're presenting the case, and I know it's a pretty famous case, but I have heard, you know, you've talked about wanting to do this, and I kind of wanted to wait on you to tell me, and, so I didn't know about it, but that's pretty fucking rough. And what possesses you as a mother to, well, as a person to have a fucking child and then allow your boyfriend, fiance, husband, whatever the fuck may be, to molest your child? And then why would you fucking watch it? Like, I don't fucking understand that. That is disgusting to me.
Right? I don't know. That's what I was thinking.
And, like, I know that video is kind of hard to hear, y'all. So, we'll post a direct link in the website description so you guys can listen in. Maybe listen to it with some headphones, because, like I said, it was hard for me to hear, too. But if y'all... That's pretty... That's pretty damning right there.
Yeah, and the weird thing about this case, too, is that I just read today that they had to change the judge that's handling the case because the judge was apparently best friends with the attorney of the mother that was allowing this to happen.
Of course.
Plus, I also, there was, and I'm not sure how, like, accurate this article was, but give me a second. I gotta find it. It basically says that the mother took Sophie and the kids to a hotel and allowed them to be molested by four men.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. While partying. And then left them alone for the rest of the time.
I hope somebody walks up to her and breaks her fucking kneecaps with a fucking studded bat. Fuck
right?
her. Fuck
and
her.
What's crazy is that judge put a silence on all audio or all video recording and anything to do with the case online because
of course they fucking did.
And so the dad couldn't do anything. So
of course they
anyway,
fucking did. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. it was a lot.
Yeah. This is a prime example of a failed fucking case because it doesn't seem like the police are doing anything about it. There's fucking physical, I mean, there might not be physical evidence of it, but you have to take a child's word. She's nine. She's fucking nine. If we don't believe a fucking nine-year-old at least investigate it, then we are failing as a society. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. I don't know. You can't really. I think they're looking into replacing the judge. They got the judge replaced. They got the attorney replaced as far as I saw. But a second video is out there of them dragging Sophie. This is the first video I ever saw. Was them dragging Sophie to her mom's car during a custody exchange. And it's insane. They literally had to grab her by her arms and drag her in the car.
I will just say this. If a kid is protesting that much, there is something going on.
Well, exactly.
Why are they taking so long to take this seriously? That's what I want to know. Because he could have filed for emergency custody as soon as he found out what was going on with his daughter.
He did. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay. So, and they didn't.
That's what I'm getting at. Give me a second.
Okay, sorry.
Give me a second because you're getting a little bit too ahead.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I'm getting mad.
So, yeah, I could tell. I felt the same way. So, that was the clip that you heard was basically her response to all this. And I know you can't really hear it, but it's basically the mom and grandma saying, you know, this isn't happening. What's happening? Like trying to comfort her, but discredit her at the same time.
Fuck
so anyway,
both of them. Sorry.
The mom and grandma deny any and all allegations against her boyfriend, fiance thing, whatever he is. But Sophie's father did a crazy amazing job getting his daughter to a safe place. Like, Michael and Sophie's form of communication, actually, and this is crazy, like, they were smart as hell. Because Michael went to CPS, he went to the police couldn't do anything. They didn't really have, like, very much proof of anything. And so, and because, like, Michael's so far and it's different jurisdictions, it's really, really hard to get things like this covered. And so, nobody was really doing anything legally. And so, Sophie's father came up with a form of communication with Sophie because all she could do was, like, write him letters. And
oh, fuck, of course.
So, they had coded letters, and they would write each other, And Sophie would tell her dad when she was being touched and would talk about situations at home so he could help her. And after Michael discovered Sophie was being assaulted at her mom's and CPS was doing nothing, he took it into his own hands and began doing like a GoFundMe page and started spreading as much awareness as possible with the hashtag stand for Sophie or stand with Sophie. And so,
fucking course, CPS didn't do anything. I'm sorry. Yeah, that
no.
Child Protection Services is a scam, and I'm sorry if any of y'all are fucking listening out there that are into CPS. But
there are good people that do.
There are, but I feel like the overall what CPS claims to be is a fucking joke. I know there are good.
It in itself is.
Yeah, I know that, but I also know that they do some shady shit. CPS, like the whole system as a whole, does some shady fucking shit. Not saying the workers themselves, because I know a lot of them are actually really trying to make a difference, and it's hard to make a difference when you're being fucking, I guess, cock-blocked trying to make a difference because your boss or higher management or whatever the fuck is telling you that you can't do this. So, like, I understand that there are good CPS workers out there, and a lot of people are probably trying to get things, but the system is a joke. Sorry. Yeah. The shit pisses me off.
Okay. So anyway.
Sorry.
Sophie was extremely smart. And in the letters, they talked about Mr. Jake as code for her mom's boyfriend. Okay. And daisies and dandelions for danger. And pins when there was fighting going on at her mom's. And sadly, Sophie has had this fucking monster as a mom. But good to say, like, after weeks of pleading with police and Congress and, like, the public, Sophie is out of her mom's hands, and Michael now has full custody of her. The police are currently investigating the mom and boyfriend, but as long as, like, Sophie's mom is not in jail, I just feel like it's not cool.
Yeah, she needs to be fucking locked up.
And, like, her dad is literally, he's messaged Donald Trump, he's messaged Taylor Swift, he's messaged, like, higher up people to try and spread the awareness, and not many people have responded, surprisingly, but...
Right, isn't there, like, I saw something, I think that you had posted on our Twitter about how she's just with her dad until a court date in November. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta hope to God that court was in her favor.
Yeah. So they're dealing with that now, but they at least they're taking it serious enough to investigate it, and they got the judge off the case that would have ended up getting this child, along with her brother's messed up for life.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good. It's going in the right direction, at least.
Well, let's hope it stays going that way.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it's... The system is incredibly fucked up, so...
But that's about all I got for tonight.
Well,
there's way more information, and there are a few videos if you guys want to go, like, to Twitter. They're mostly on Twitter. You can look up, like, the hashtag Stand with Sophie.
I've actually even seen some.
Everything
on TikTok.
Will pop up. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot on TikTok.
And I heard that apparently Dr. Phil's trying to get Michael on his show. And Nancy Drew is covering the case currently. So.
Well.
kind of getting out.
Yeah, we will keep you guys updated as this investigation goes on. Because that's all we really know right now. Yeah. I would we would both greatly appreciate it if you guys went out and spread the word about Sophie, whether from our Facebook page, from our Twitter, just looking for it on your own. But just get out there and spread the word. You know, we'll. It's
they
I know.
most definitely need all the support pushed as possible. They need the front line to this because the case isn't being handled as seriously as it should have been from the get-go.
No, and that's the thing is so many kids.
At least she's in safe hands, but nobody, like, I don't know, nobody's really said anything because the judge put the silence on anything going out further on the case as far as Michael can do. So it kind of makes the case difficult. She, like, fucked it up big time. So
I just know that a lot of kids like this, they slip through the cracks, like Gabriel Fernandez. I think that's his last name. You know, the little, I think he was like a little 6-year-old boy. Yeah. A lot of kids slip through the cracks, and this goes on more than we know. And we have got to stand up and do something. We've got to spread awareness. And
first,
yeah, like, this is a problem in society, and it's got to stop. And I know it's not going to happen overnight, but we've got to do our best we can to spread awareness around. And if you guys would just, like I said, just hit the ground running and, you know, share everything you can. Tweet on it.
Go to the Twitter, share information.
Instagram, TikTok, whatever you guys can get on.
Keep updated.
Yeah, and we'll give up updates as we get them. You know, it might be like a small segment at the beginning of a podcast that we do or something, like one of our episodes. But if we hear anything new, we're going to keep updating you guys because this is something that needs to be talked about. So we'll keep an update. If you guys hear anything, you know, let us know. Like, if we haven't posted anything about it.
Drop comments, tweet us about it. We got Facebook, like, Twitter.
Yeah. Our website has ways to reach
us.
Our website, email us.
We have email.
Let us know if you guys hear anything that we haven't heard. Because, you know, we try to be out there, but there's a lot.
We can't be everywhere.
Yeah, we can't be everywhere, which is why we kind of depend on you guys, too. But, you know, let's just keep standing with Sophie and see if we can get this thing, you know, hopefully everything goes well with her dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to present the case of me just get angry and cuss a bunch.
Indubitably. It went just as planned.
Yep. I'm sure she probably knew I was going to cuss like a sailor.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I even told you beforehand. I was like, this is going to piss you off immediately.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. That's a wrap.
All right.
We will see you guys again on
Monday. As of this next week, we are sticking to the Monday and Wednesday drop schedule. Shit has been crazy again.
We have to update stuff. It's crazy right now. Give us a break.
It'll come back to normal
eventually.
Yeah.
Just give us like 2 weeks and it'll be good.
Right, and that's why we dropped the whammy on you guys tonight, so you can enjoy both, because we've kind of been shitting on
a
you guys
bit.
And not really, not really helped, so, but
not at all.
We'll see you guys Monday with a new episode. Thanks again for listening.